But we're going to let this woman talk about this, because this is a topic not enough people discuss. Because I know men on this channel who talk about wanting a traditional woman, and I don't blame you. Not for a second. I started off that way too. But the problem is, even if, and this is a big if, even if she's traditional now, you need to understand the woman you married will not be the same woman that you are with 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, if you even make it that far. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, I got a question for you today, one that I think you'll enjoy very much, and it's this. Are men the problem? You see, I was just going out and having an average morning. You know, I got my coffee, got some breakfast, made myself some anabolic French toast, you know. And I was thinking to myself, I said, wait a minute. You know, I'm really harsh on tradcons. I'm really harsh on women. I'm really harsh on the gumps and the simps. I'm hard on these men. But wait a minute, is it just them? Or maybe my friends, who knows? Maybe I could have been wrong this whole time. Maybe it's men who are the problem. I mean, after all, I mean, you go on TikTok and you see that all these women, they're talking about how it must be men. You look at the divorce statistics and you think, oh my, all these women are divorcing these men. So it must be the men's fault, right? I mean, you hear everybody, you hear men say it, you hear women say it. I mean, maybe they might have a point. And I thought to myself, you know what? I need to address this, because who knows? Maybe relationships can be fixed. I mean, I know I have solutions like going your own way, either going back to complete traditionalism, which includes, but is not limited to, men holding other men in check, and women holding women in check, and promiscuity being reined in, or basically having a free open meat market on the other end of the spectrum. Those are solutions. But maybe, my friends, you know what? I could just be part of the toxic masculinity culture, and I think that we need to have a frank discussion. And I think my editor pulled up some videos for me, and I think that we should really look at these videos and we should decide for ourselves, are men the problem? Are we the problem, gentlemen? Who knows? We might be the problem. I think we should keep an open mind. I mean, I'm sorry. I can't do it. Okay, I mean, all joking aside, we're going to look at what arguments people might have for men being the potential problem. I mean, let's not get it twisted. You know where I stand. I don't think this is true. Now, are there some men who are weaker, who are enabling the bullcrap? Are they part of the problem? Yes. Is it men in general that are the problem? No, I don't think so. But we're going to pretend like I do think that it's possible. Oh, who knows? Maybe I'm wrong. In fact, this woman right here, she thinks that men are indeed the problem, and she has a whole rant prepared for us to educate us on how men are the problem. So, gentlemen, if you want to listen to Miss Bug Eyes and you want to hear maybe if you're the problem, I would only ask that you keep an open mind. Maybe we might learn something. I mean, who knows? We might learn something new. But my friends, throughout the show today, if you have anything you want to say, anything you want to comment, add to the discussion, please feel free to do so. Comment section is all yours. I even go and I check sometimes YouTube. I'll give you a little peek behind the curtain. I've done this before, but I'll do it again. Sometimes YouTube, what they'll do is if it's considered insensitive or could be, they let me decide whether I want to allow it or not allow it. Get rid of it. I allow it. Even if I think it's offensive or something that I think maybe arguably shouldn't have been said, I still lay it on there because I'm a believer in free speech. So my friends, with that being said, I'm not trying to virtue signal. I'm just saying that I actually do want to hear your comments, even if I don't agree with them. But speaking of things I don't agree with, let's see if this woman can be added to the list.
Men are the problem. Every single woman I know has a vision for the future, knows what they want out of life. You ask a woman where she sees herself in 10 years, she has an idea. Men, on the other hand, ask a man where he sees himself in 10 years. He doesn't know. Ask him if he wants a relationship. He doesn't know. Ask him if he sees himself having kids. He doesn't know. And I know people are going to be like, that's a lifestyle. Not everyone has to want kids. Oh, I'm not talking about men who say, I don't want to get married or have kids. I'm talking about the men who, I don't know, maybe. 35 years old. Figure it out. What do you want? You live in your brain 24/7 and you don't even know what you want? Newsflash. Going out four nights a week, binge drinking, is shallow and empty and meaningless. It's not a life. It can be a phase in your life. We're talking about 40-year-old men who've just done that for the past 2 decades. Get it together.
Oh, hell no.
I love the poorly educated.
I'm sorry. I mean, for God's sakes, tell me you've only been with Pookie and Ray Ray without telling me you've only been with Pookie and Ray. Oh, my land. I'm sorry. I can't stop laughing. What is it, man, with... I've said this before, and I'll say it again. If you listen to what a lot of women say, they tell them themselves without realizing it. When they talk about men, what they're talking about is men they've dated, men they've encountered, men they've let enter their body. That's what they're talking about. They're not talking about every dude they've ever met, every dude they've walked past on the street, every dude they've met. No, no, not talking about him. She's talking about the guys in high school and college. Oh, she's talking about Pookie and Chad and Tyrone. These guys that don't have to do really much of anything to get intimacy from women. You know the types, right? They kind of have the easy access and whatnot because a lot of women like the same men and whatnot. This is what they tell on themselves. When they're describing the kind of men like that, she's not talking about you. She's not talking about me. Because I know what I want out of life. You probably do too. That's why you're on this channel. But at the end of the day, we need to understand that when she says men are the problem, she's not talking about us. Because to us, we probably don't exist to this woman. This is the kind of woman who will chase Chad, get Chad, and then be mad that Chad doesn't commit to her. Meanwhile, there's no reason for Chad to commit to her when she's giving him everything that he wants, and he has tons of other options in case she decides to leave. I mean, look, it's laughable because this is something that you could have figured out 20 years ago, ma'am. I mean, I assume that you're talking about a very, very small percentage of men who don't know what they want. Most men know what they want. And it's just not you, and that's why you're upset. That's why you're upset. I mean, look, women want to talk about men being bitter and hurt. I mean, gentlemen, does that sound bitter and hurt to you? Because it certainly does to me. Oh, speaking of complaining, we got another woman here on the Whatever podcast. Shout out to them. Let's see what she's got to say and add to this very illustrious discussion.
I mean, I don't want to be rude, but if the guy didn't pay for our date, there wouldn't be another one.
There wouldn't be another one.
I'm traditional like that. I would offer to be nice.
But if a guy were to have taken you up on the token offer, let's say.
I would pay, but then it would be no second date.
See, I got to challenge you a little bit on this here. So,
okay.
So, women often complain that men are poor communicators, but I feel like men are very literal, logical thinkers. So, like, when I think of that, if a girl offers to pay, and then, say, a guy in good faith takes up that offer, and then you disqualify him because of the words that came out of your mouth, wouldn't that quite literally be poor communication?
I guess in a sense, but...
What? Okay, gentlemen, we've had this conversation on this channel before, but I'll have it again because I can tell you from personal experience, and other men in this channel will tell you, and other men on the internet and across the world will tell you, and this isn't just women, this is people in general when I say this, you need to look at what people do, not what they say, okay? Because people will virtue signal. They'll say things they don't actually mean because they want to be perceived as being better, more accepted, and a better person instead of saying what they actually mean. I make it a conscious effort, me myself, to say what I mean and to mean what I say and not be passive aggressive, not say things that I don't actually mean. Excuse me. Because at the end of the day, what does that actually do for anybody besides make them confused and make me look like a piece of garbage? Gentlemen, I'm not going to come up here and tell you to do something that I myself would not even consider doing. And so when women talk about, oh, we want equality, we want men, you know, we want to go 50-50, we want to be treated like equals, well, that's what that consists of. Me, personally, I pay for dates. If I take a woman out on a date, which is rare because most women don't qualify for me. I know you might not believe that, but it's true. Most women, they don't qualify for me because they don't fit the roles that I have lined out for myself. Now, does that mean that I don't hook up with the occasional chick? No, of course I do. I'm not going to lie to you and say that I don't. What I will tell you is that I don't need to go out with these women who are at the bottom of the food chain, who are more likely than not going to waste my time. And I don't just do that. I used to back in the day when I was down bad and I didn't have options and I didn't have any sense of self and I didn't have standards. You know, women like to talk about how they have standards. Most men need to have some standards out here. Let's go back to this video for a second. Hold on, let me pull this up again. Hold on, sorry, I about pulled it down.
Be nice.
Hold on, let's look at this. These types of chicks, right, look at this. Does this not look like somebody who would set you up? I don't know this woman personally. I'm not trying to degrade her. I'm saying look at this type of woman right here. Does this not look like somebody that might be a horrible investment? And did you catch at the beginning of that conversation that other woman was like, oh, I'm traditional? See, this is the kind of cherry picking that I talk about on this show. When we talk about cherry picking, they want to be traditional when it comes to you paying for stuff. You, as a man, you be traditional because that benefits them. But when it comes to them benefiting you with being traditional, that becomes optional and oppressive. That's the problem. And that's why I say don't get mad at them. Don't hate on them. Just walk away. Realize it for what it is, which is a scam. And we need to walk away from it because we should not accept things that are bad deals. I have never understood the concept of, gentlemen, stop me if this sounds familiar. How many of you have been in a relationship or even in a talking phase? And you, whether it's you just hooked up with this chick or you're just trying to hook up with this chick, and she starts talking and talking and talking and she won't stop talking. And you're just kind of laying there, you're sitting there and you're like, I don't care about anything this woman has to say. Or even if you do care and then you realize that she's part of the problem and you want to address that, she'll get mad at you. Does that sound familiar to anybody? I'm not a huge fan of dealing with that. In my opinion, it is not my job as a man to sit there and listen to your problems because I'm within earshot. To me, that's not fair. Okay? To me, part of a relationship is not me just sitting there and you unloading and me being an emotional tampon for you. I don't think that that is something that men are required to do. Now, if you do something, for example, you cook me a sandwich or you make me a cup of coffee or you give me a gift or you do something for me so that while I'm doing something else, you want to talk, that's fine. If you want to help me do something, for example, if you want to help me make a thumbnail for my video, or you want to come out and help me write my book, you want to help edit, you want to listen to while I'm reading it and give me critiques, then I'll listen to your problems because you're doing something for me. And so I say, okay, I want to reward this, and that's cool. But if you're going to sit there because I'm within earshot and you want to give me a bunch of stuff that I don't care about, that you don't actually want fixed, why would I do that? That doesn't make any sense, right? But again, people would say that I am part of the problem or you are part of the problem for having an attitude like that because apparently it's toxic. It's toxic for you to have standards, but when they have standards, that's expected. That's just part of the game. No, I don't think so. To me, that's a double standard and that's cherry picking. And speaking of cherry picking, one of the biggest things I've noticed that women complain about, especially in Gen Z and millennials, is women don't want to be stay-at-home moms because apparently feminism has given them this idea that being a stay-at-home mom is oppressive and evil and bad and whatnot. When I have not met a single dude who wants to has been given the opportunity to be a stay-at-home husband or a stay-at-home dad and has not taken that chance, the first chance he got, because he knows it's better than climbing the corporate ladder, and he knows and he wants to spend time with his kids. But we're gonna let this woman talk about this because this is a topic not enough people discuss. Because I know men on this channel who talk about wanting a traditional woman. And I don't blame you. Not for a second. I started off that way too. But the problem is, even if, and this is a big if, even if she's traditional now, you need to understand the woman you married will not be the same woman that you are with 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, if you even make it that far. Because most marriages end before 10 years, unfortunately. And so we need to understand that. And a lot of men, they get married for intimacy, which is one of the worst ideas you would ever have. Because statistically speaking, your intimacy is going to slowly decline over time. Versus if you're single, your worth is going to go up as a man, which means you're going to have more options. But let's hear what this woman has to say about not liking being a stay-at-home mother. Let's see what she has to say.
I might get some hate for saying this, but I don't enjoy being a stay-at-home mom. Actually, I hate it, especially being a stay-at-home mom to 5 kids. And now that summer's here, none of them are in school right now. And it's, it's almost like no matter what I plan or what I do or how I react, nothing goes smoothly. To start the day off, we already had fighting, screaming, a nosebleed, slapping, ridiculous fits, kicking the door. I thought he was going to kick the door down.
Gentlemen, you remember like 2 minutes ago when I talked about how it's not my job as a man to listen to a woman's BS and her just being fluent in Japanese. This is what I'm talking about, is stuff like this, where we're what, 50 seconds in, and what have you actually said about being a stay-at-home mom other than it's difficult and complaining about things? Again, this is what I don't get. Ma'am, what is your husband doing? What is he doing for this family? How many hours a day does he work? The fact that you even have a house and kids to complain about is a blessing in and of itself. But we'll take that off the table for a second. Let's have this frank conversation, gentlemen. Can you imagine this woman being your wife and her making this video on TikTok talking about how she has it extremely rough? Meanwhile, you're working your behind off to get a promotion. You're working your behind off to make sure that you can provide a better life for the people who are actively complaining about it. And basically saying that you're not doing enough, you're not making their life easy enough. See, this is the part of the problem. You can't please these kinds of people. You just can't. I can guarantee you, if she went up to her husband and she said, look, I think I want to be the breadwinner and you could stay at home with the kids. I can guarantee you, if there wasn't the penalty of her drying up like the Sahara Desert and cheating on him, and there was no risk of that, he would probably do that. He'd probably be like, sweet, I'll take that in a heartbeat. But women don't want to accept that. It doesn't work when the man's the stay-at-home husband, statistically speaking, because the woman will cheat on him with the work husband. Let's continue.
And as somebody who's already trying to like heal or get over or work through the way my mom did things, the way my mom talked to me, the way my mom reacted, along with a lot of other people in my family, right? Because I didn't just live with my mom. It's really hard not to get triggered by certain behaviors based off of what you experienced. And I'm trying really, really hard to enjoy this. I want to enjoy motherhood. I know I'm a good mom. And I love my kids.
Really?
They're an extension of me. I love them with my whole heart.
Doesn't really sound like it, but okay. We'll take your word for it.
But
Anything before the word but is BS, just so you know.
Being the 24/7 parent is like...
Wait, what?
Not fun.
Wait, hold on a second. Where's the husband? Where's the father at? What do you mean 24/7 parent? You mean to tell me he's not doing his job as a parent? I guarantee you, if that is in fact the case, it's probably not because he doesn't want to be involved. Just so we're clear.
I don't enjoy this. Today was supposed to be a pull day. Like, it was supposed to be a good day. Like, I tried really hard, and it just didn't turn out that way. And now I'm beating myself up, because how do people do this? How do people do this and make it look so fucking good?
The answer is they don't, because it's supposed to be hard. Whatever.
I don't want to say we have to stop glamorizing every part of motherhood.
Oh.
But to be honest, it is setting some seriously unrealistic expectations.
Oh, I see what this is. She's comparing herself to other mothers. She feels inadequate. You see that? She feels inadequate, and that's why this conversation is being had. She probably saw another woman who was doing better. Her kids were more well-behaved. She maybe wore better. She looked better. Maybe to signal that her husband made more money, whatever. And now she's unhappy with what she has. And now she's going to make it the husband's problem. If he's still around, which it sounds like he is. But gentlemen, you've heard her side of the story. Let's go to the day in the life of stay-at-home dad. Let's see what he has to say, shall we?
We're stay-at-home dads. We have to do this trend all by ourselves because all of our guy friends are at work right now. We're stay-at-home dads. When we go to the grocery store, somebody will say, oh, it's good that you're babysitting today. Yeah, babysitting my own kids. That's so funny. We're stay-at-home dads. We won't force our wives to stay home to take care of the kids like society says. We want them to go out and fulfill their dreams and goals. Stay-at-home dads. We've accepted the fact that we'll be one of the only guys at story time on a weekday morning. We're stay-at-home dads. A lot of other men will think we're lazy and unemployed, but that's okay. They're just jealous. We're stay-at-home dads. We take pride in how we treat our spouse because we're setting the example for our kids of what to expect in a relationship. We're stay-at-home dads. People will think that I'm sinning and going to hell because I don't leave the house and provide for my family. Well, guess what? I'll bring my sunscreen. We're stay-at-home dads. No, we don't plan on going back to work when the kids are in school. We plan on being stay-at-home husbands. We're stay-at-home dads. We always like a good cup of tea or two when it comes to the mom drama. We're stay-at-home dads. This is what works for our family and brings us happiness. Isn't that all that should matter?
Oh, did anybody else notice that whenever you look at, like, these stay-at-home dad types, they're usually not in shape. They usually have their hairline usually is kind of messed up. They're out of shape. Their voices are a little higher. Does anybody notice that besides me? I know he's kind of trolling here. I can understand that. There's truth in humor, though. We have to understand that. There's tremendous truth in humor. But did you notice not at one point did he say that he couldn't do it? It was exhausting. He couldn't take it anymore, which is what most women say. You notice that? Not at one point did he say that, oh, I want my wife to come home because I can't do it. See, that's what they'd have society believe is, oh, motherhood's so hard that men couldn't do it. No, men could do it. No, we can do it. I mean, just look at, statistically, single fathers do better than single mothers. Tremendously. Most single mother-raised kids end up in jail or on drugs. So, when we look at this, when we look at the statistical analysis, are men the actual problem here? It doesn't seem like men are the problem. But it also seems like their only way to fix relationships is for both sides being men and women, to lose something, to gain back this tradition. And once the genie is out of the jar, once Pandora opened her box, kind of a wrap after that, unfortunately. And my friends, I'll leave you with this. We talked about we had one of the stay-at-home dads talk about, let's talk about the house husband life, because he mentioned it in his video. Let's talk about this. Let's see how this goes.
Day in the life as a house husband. Dropped off my wife at work, took a nap, organized our room, made our bed, fixed our living room, organized the kitchen, washed and put away the dishes, refilled our Berkey, took out the trash, stacked and recycled our moving boxes, went on a run. After that, I picked up my wife from work.
So cute.
And this was her reaction when she walked through the...
This is his wife? Oh, no. Oh, brother. Brother, oh, no.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, this is terrible.
Clean. Baby, you're
so cute. After spending quality time with my wife, I began to cook dinner. I cut some veggies.
Can I get a check on anybody? Raise your hand if you think that the woman that we just looked at eats a lot of vegetables. Oh, nobody? Yeah, that's kind of what I thought.
Up some chile, and then my wife helped me in the kitchen. Checked out a show you guys recommended. put away the leftovers, cleaned the kitchen, put my beautiful wife to sleep, took my 15, then started to pack her lunch, reminded her that I love her, and went to bed.
Oh, no.
You lied to me.
Oh, does anybody want to be that guy? I don't know how you could be this emasculated. Like, can I get a check on this guy's testosterone per deciliter, please? Can I please get a check on that? There's no way it's above 300. There ain't no way that's above 300. See, this is what I talk about when I talk about weak men. Weak men are part of the problem. Guys like that are part of the problem. Those kind of guys, unless they're trolling, are the kind of guys who would call us toxic. Meanwhile, their entire life is built on the toxic femininity. But don't tell that to them because they don't want to accept it. Gentlemen, let me ask you, we'll go back to the problem that I asked at the beginning of the show. Are men the problem? And can relationships be fixed? Relationships can be fixed. Will they? Probably not, unless the apocalyptic event of epic proportions takes place, which, is it possible? I mean, anything is possible, but I'm not really wanting that to happen. But I don't think that men are the problem. I don't think that women inherently, all women are the problem per se. But I do think that we look at the society and we look at the problem is weak men and the, not even the radical feminist women, the somewhat feminist women, because they're the most insidious. You know why? Radical feminists, you can see them immediately when you walk past them on the street. They're very obvious. It's the pseudo-feminists, the one that have the programming just under the surface, who act like they're not, but then you find out later that they are, and by the time you find out, you're usually married to them, and it's too late. Or you think you're too far in and you've invested, and you could push past it, it don't matter. They're the most insidious ones, and that's the problem right there. But gentlemen, let me know what you think about any of the videos we discussed today, about the question that I posed. Please let me know. Leave your thoughts, your comments below. I encourage you to do your own research and always think for yourself, because it's dangerous to just trust what anybody tells you. It's good to get a diversity of opinion. And always think with your brain, not what's below the belt. I've made some of the worst mistakes in my life off of doing that. So hopefully you can avoid some of them yourself. And if you like the video, you already know what to do. Take care of yourselves. I'll see you next time. Peace.